And from only fools and horses to only fumes and corpses. See what I did there? Thomas, good morning.
How are you, Ray? What's the crack?
Not too bad. This is Thomas Delaney, and he plays drums with a band called Only Fumes and, sorry, Fumes and Corpses.
That's it, get it right.
It's difficult to say.
It's not really.
Right, okay, I'll try it again. Only Fumes and Corpses. It's easy,
that's
right.
It. Okay. Now every time you think of Only Fumes and Horses, you'd be thinking of that. So.
That's it? That's why you called it Only Fumes and Corpses. Now, a mad thing happened to you. It's probably the maddest story you've got in a long time, worthy definitely of a bobblehead, Ray, if you tell it well.
Okay,
right.
I'll give it a go. So.
Go for it.
I was on tour there about a week and a half ago in England with the band, and we're on the way back on the ferry. From Holyhead to Dublin, and just got pretty bored on the ferry, so I decided to use one of the many empty wine bottles that we had on the ferry, and write a note, and pop it in, and throw it into the sea. So
right.
Pretty much just wrote, you know, I play in a band, give the band's name, you know, I'm on the ferry back, I'm a bit bored, if you find it, get in touch, and I just left the website. And I got a message in our MySpace yesterday from a guy called Fergus McCune, and he's like a reporter for the Isle of Man group for the newspapers.
Right.
And pretty much said that it's been picked up by a 68-year-old fisherman called Peter, and that he got in touch with him through his daughter, because he's actually a technophobe, he can't use computers. And just passed on the story there. He said he picked it up in his fishing net, and he rescued a canoeist 2 weeks beforehand in the exact same spot.
In his fishing net?
Yeah. So, yeah. And he said that he didn't really like our band. He said it wasn't his cup of tea.
What sort of music do you play?
We play, I don't know, hardcore, I suppose, hardcore punk.
Let's have a listen to it.
Okay.
And what did Peter, age 68, from the Isle of Man, say?
It's not his cup of tea.
Yeah. I don't drink tea myself. I know.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to drink tea, anyway.
No. There was a time when play it loud and jump around the room in front of the mirror, but not anymore.
That well, is... I went to Bee Gees now.
Look, come on. It was just for a bit of fun. That's a mad story. There's a bobblehead ray on its way to you. Have you got a tour van that you...
We do, yeah. You can take a pride place in the dashboard. So
and maybe you can give him some tattoos and some piercings.
We could do that.
Right. So what happens now? You're going to feature in the Isle of Man. What's the name of the newspaper?
I'm not sure. There's a group of newspapers, so
right.
I think it could be in a few of them on Friday, like so.
Right. And will you, any pictures of you? Or?
They're going to send us over the paper, so we can scan it, and we can give you a link for the PDF off their site as well. Like,
will
so.
You?
You're
obviously not a technophobe.
I'm not, no.
Great. Okay, brilliant.
We can keep you updated anyway, so...
Thanks, Thomas Delaney, drummer with Only Fumes and Corpses.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Ray. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's a great story. Well, who'll I give that to make sure he gets a bobblehead, Ray?